Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The National Football League has agreed to pay $765 million to settle a lawsuit by more than 4,500 former players who claim to suffer from the long-term effects of head trauma, including many who took the field for the New England Patriots. Most of the money goes to former players who joined the lawsuit, but $75 million goes to funding medical exams and treatment for all former players, and $10 million is being set aside for continued medical research. With us this morning to discuss what the settlement means is former Green Bay Packer player and former player for UMass Amherst, Phil Vandersee, who lives in Central Mass and who's president of the New England chapter of the Retired Pro Football Players Association. Good morning, Phil, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome.
Phil, you're among those listed in the class action lawsuit. What's this settlement mean to you, and what's it mean to many of the NFL players that you know, either from being involved in your group or folks you played with?
Well, I think it comes down to that there was actually there's some admission here by the NFL, although they still haven't admitted that this is caused by football, which I find kind of interesting. And I think, too, for the guys who played, I think there's going to be the success of winning the suit and having money coming in to help them. I think this is the important thing. Some guys really need this financial help to get themselves back and to get the help they needed.
What's your reaction to complaints from some players and fans who dislike the recent efforts by the NFL to make brain injuries less likely? For instance, a new rule this year that would penalize players for certain kinds of helmet hits. Some players say that the rule is going to affect their ability to protect themselves. What's your view on that?
Well, I think there's some truth to that. I think the game is a violent game. I mean, they have to take some of this violence out. And the problem with the game is, in a sense, is the helmet. I mean, it's a hard helmet. Players wear face masks now. Years ago, they didn't wear face masks, so they used to tackle with their shoulders or their arms. Now, it's the weapon is the helmet is a weapon. It's, you know, it causes you know, injuries, and I think there are certain hits on the field, such as hitting the receiver over the middle without in the head, with some of these really. Hard tackles. It definitely has to be eliminated. I think you see some of that now. They really react very quickly to it. But overall, you can't really take some of the violence out of the game if you get it to the point where you're taking so much out that it isn't a football game anymore. Like with the kickoff teams now, they've gone to a different situation where they line the ball up on the kickoff, and most of the returns aren't complete because the ball's kicked to the end zone. In a way, I think that's good, but I think, on the other hand, that's part of the excitement of the game, too. But again, you cannot change the game to where you want it safe because it's not really going to be safe.
Some people think that football is different today, maybe gentler than it was when you were playing for UMass and then the Packers. Do you think that's true?
No, I don't think so. I think it's, you know, you have to look at the evolvement of the game from when we played in the 60s and some of the guys in the 50s and to today. You know, players are much bigger. They're faster in a lot of ways. And the human body, I think, you know, with this increase in size and speed, is it made to take this kind of contact? I think it's still a very hard-hitting game in some areas. I don't think it's as maybe hard-hitting from the offensive point, from the offensive line. I think it's a different technique in blocking, which maybe would take away some of the problem with the head, because they block more with their arms now. Like back when I played, they block more with their shoulders and head. It was a different type of angle and a different type of impact. But I think overall, with the speed and size of people, there is definitely the collisions are pretty violent. You know? But back then it was tough, but I think with the evolvement of speed and size, I think it just made it more of a risk sometimes.
So tell us how your injuries have affected your life.
I think basically, you know, some of the things that have happened to me have to do with memory and maybe cognitive skills. Nothing really serious, but my wife tells me that there are situations. I've had gone through a couple of programs, researches that showed that I have some effect from it. But some of that could be from age, too. I would say that I've been fortunate in a lot of ways, more fortunate than most of the guys who are in the suit, or some of the guys in the suit, in that it's not chronic, which, you know, I think a lot of the guys have really suffered over the years.
Phil Vandersee, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck yourself.
Thank you very much.
Phil Vandersee is president of the New England chapter of the Retired Pro Football Players Association.